All right, let's get into this bad boy here on Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. What am I referring to? Today's No Sweat News.
Oh, thank God. On the line, a No Sweat News quiz Friday. Gonna get you a nice prize. We don't know what the hell it is, but it's always nice.
Oh, for sure. Kraft will be back tomorrow to let us all know that one. He forgot to tell me when he left.
That doesn't matter.
But here we go. Nevertheless, man, we gotta take three more stories down the pike here. Check it out. Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. Starting it off here, cops in Palm Harbor, Florida, got a call on Monday afternoon about, a guy standing by the road. This man had his pants down and his junk hanging out. Guy in Florida, cops got called Monday afternoon. He was standing on a road with his pants down and his junk hanging out.
Okay.
Maybe he was celebrating a little bit after that Tom Brady win. I don't know. Well, when the cops showed up, they found 23-year-old Riley Cushman bottomless and flashing the traffic. Although he tried to pull his pants up when the cops saw him coming, he was like, oh, my God, there's the cops, right?
Yes.
Well, they got him. They stopped him. And according to the police report, he said he was, quote, protesting the civil rights by showing off his penis to traffic.
Oh, my Lord. No.
He then told police, listen, I'm done now, and I just want to go home.
Oh, God, see.
Well, the cop said, hell with that. You're getting arrested for exposure of sexual organs.
Oh, gosh.
Way to go there, Riley. Keeping Florida on top of the No Sweat
News. What
goes
on in Florida? I really need to know. I mean, I guess I've only been to Disney World, so I don't really know what happens outside of that place.
Well, good thing he wasn't protesting his civil rights for down in there, huh? Holy smokes.
It's just like, you know, if you only go to Disney World, you think, oh, Florida, just such a nice little clean, wonderful place. And then pretty much it seems like everywhere that's not Disney World is just bat crap crazy. Just everywhere.
It's crazy. It's right. You ain't kidding.
Holy cow.
Dateline New York for story number two, where a guard at a prison just found an inmate. This is nuts. Trying to hide a weapon in his nose. I've heard stories of inmates trying to hide weapons everywhere from their bodies over the years, from like lady parts and between their chubby rolls and all that stuff. But this one takes the cake, hiding a weapon in his nose.
Okay.
The guard said he spotted a miniature shiv in the guy's nostril that was, quote unquote, a piece of ceramic sharpened at one end and melted into a plastic cap at the other.
Okay. That's insane.
This guy's been locked up and currently doing 18 years for attempted murder, where he used a larger weapon.
Oh, boy.
But after he got busted with this weapon in his nostril, he snorted out the micro shiv and handed it to the guard. And now he is waiting for
disciplinary.
Yes, charges.
He's waiting for charges. listen. That guy, let's lock him up and throw away the key, okay?
Dude, I'm about to sneeze right now and be like, ow.
You already frightened me when you said, you know, he's in jail already for violent crimes. And now he's doing mini knives in his nose. This seems like a very dangerous person.
Very, very dangerous guy.
Yeah.
Holy crow.
Yeah, I'm a little frightened, actually.
And lastly, get a load of this guy out of Portland, Oregon. His name is Jeffrey Cannon. He was driving on Saturday. He was doing 90 miles an hour when he sped past the cop. It turned out he had been drinking.
Oh.
It gets better, though. On the back of his Volkswagen, he had a large bumper sticker that said, not drunk, avoiding potholes. That's what his bumper sticker said.
Okay, not drunk, avoiding potholes. That was his bumper sticker.
Well, the cop pulled him over and ended up getting a really good look at this bumper sticker. Why? Because after he pulled Jeff over, his Jetta slowly drifted backwards for about 25 feet and didn't stop until he actually hit the cop car.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just... This guy's bumper sticker said it all, didn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of was a giveaway. It was a spoiler. Bumper sticker.
Well, and the cop asked him why he backed up. He didn't even know why or how it happened. And around then, the cop spotted an open can of Busch Light beer in his cup holder. When the cops actually got him out of the car and searched the vehicle, other than the Busch Light beer in the cup holder,
yes,
they found a gun with no serial number.
Oh, Lord.
They found more beer cans and yet a bag of cocaine right there in the center console.
This person was not thinking clearly.
Mm-mm. To add more salt and pepper to this one, he was actually driving on a suspended license as well. Jeffrey Cannon, man, way to rack him up right there, buddy. Holy smokes. Don't you feel better about yourself right now?
You know, now I do. Thank you for that. Because now I actually feel a lot better.
Go get yourself a cup of coffee and just say, wow, I didn't make today's no sweat, dude.
That's fantastic.
I feel good. There you go. Wow. If you missed, check out WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.